In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We bring our season of Christmas to a close with the celebration of the baptism of the Lord. And as we celebrate the Lord's baptism, let us turn our thoughts to our own baptism, our place in this great mystery. It is, of course, the first of the sacraments, the doorway to all of the others, because it transforms us. Even if we can't see it, it has changed us forever. And there is good news for everyone who has been immersed in the saving waters of baptism, because our baptism gives our lives real meaning, meaning that comes from God. A lack of meaning in human lives can create a crisis of identity and purpose. This was what a man named Viktor Frankl observed. He was a Jewish survivor of the Auschwitz death camp in World War II. He observed that those who had the greatest chance to survive the horrors of Auschwitz and the other death camps were those who could find meaning in their suffering. As Frankl put it, quote, "The person who has a why to live for can bear with almost any how." After surviving the horrors of the concentration camp, Frankl went on to successfully develop a therapy called logotherapy, helping people find meaning for their lives and reasons to live. Now, not everyone agrees that such meaning exists. For many contemporary atheists, there is no God and therefore no meaning to anything. All that exists are material substances, period. The French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, who died in 1980, once wrote, "Here we sit, all of us, eating and drinking to preserve our precious existence, and really there is nothing, nothing, absolutely no reason for existing." The title of that work was called Nausea, but he has been immensely influential, especially with our young. Similarly, for the English scientist Richard Dawkins, very famous atheist today, who has drawn many young minds to his way of thinking today, he said, quote, "The universe has no design, no purpose, no evil, and no good, nothing but blind, pitiless indifference." His work there is titled River Out of Eden. Both of these fellows, along with the others, supremely misunderstand and misrepresent what our faith in particular actually teaches. They say we teach one thing when we actually teach another, but yet many people believe them and are falling away because they choose to believe a misrepresentation of what we believe as Christians. And as many people drift away from religious faith and a biblical worldview, this inevitably leads to a loss of a sense of meaning and a drift toward the sad conclusions of Sartre, Dawkins, and others. And when this happens, our sense of purpose in life, our reason to live, and even our mental health can be affected negatively. One psychiatrist, Andrew Sims, said, "Profound suffering in the lives of many with mental illness is caused by a feeling of meaninglessness. Lack or loss of meaning in life is probably the most frequent spiritual symptom voiced by our patients. It may be symptomatic of depression, but depression also may be symptomatic of a vacuum in the soul," end quote. And you can see this vacuum in the soul in the lives of many today, even among those who are baptized, especially if there wasn't a lot of follow-up after the baptism. Simply being baptized doesn't infuse the knowledge of Christianity within us. It has to go further. That's why Pope Francis asked us to find out the date of your baptism, first of all. The danger of not knowing it is losing an awareness of what the Lord has done for us, the memory of the gift that we have received. Now, if we find that we have forgotten the gift that we have received at baptism, and we think that our lives lack meaning, it is time to rediscover the reality and meaning of who we became, who we really are, because of the day we were baptized. At your baptism, original sin was washed away, and you were made part of the mystical body of Christ. You also became on that day a temple of God. Now, quite a few times I've asked our school kids when we've gathered for Mass, what is a temple? Unfortunately, many don't really know, but then they're really young, so they have an excuse that we don't. What is a temple? It's a place of worship. And so you and I become a holy place where God comes to dwell. We even say just before we receive communion, just before we receive him into ourselves, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, because you are a temple. It's the greatest gift a parent can give. It's the greatest gift you can receive from God. Another thing that happened at your baptism was that you were made a priest. You might say, Father, I'm not a priest. You're the one up there, not me. It's true. You don't do what I do, which is called the ministerial priesthood. I am in holy orders, which is a different sacrament. But here we're speaking about what the church calls the universal priesthood of all believers. In this sense, we participate fully through Jesus Christ. So, how are you a priest? Think about it. What does a priest do in essence? A priest offers something. A priest also prays to God for other people. A priest also makes sacrifice to God on behalf of others. And you were called to do all of these things, to pray for others, to make intercession to God for others, to sacrifice something for someone. Parents for your children, children for your parents, husbands for your wives, wives for your husbands, even for your in-laws. They need it, right? Friends for your friends, the people you work with, the people you volunteer with. All of this is transforming. At the offertory at Mass, you can visually place your intentions and all of these people into and on the sacred vessels. And then God, who changes the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, will change and transform your intentions too. All the baptized are also anointed as prophets to speak the word of God. That's what a prophet does. And possibly suffer rejection, just as prophets do. Jesus commissioned us to go into the whole world and tell everyone. It was, in fact, the final thing he said to do. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Through baptism, you and I were made a real part of Christ's body. Through baptism, we have a share in his mission. And that means we have meaning. That means we have purpose. You and I are here this morning because on some level, we accept the fact that we belong to Christ, that we are Christians. We bear his name. Now take it to the next level. The public ministry of Jesus' life in Matthew's gospel begins with the passage we just heard in the gospel today, the baptism. And Matthew's gospel ends with Jesus' words telling his disciples, go, therefore, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. It is your mission. It is my mission, because it's the mission of the whole church. You are not baptized for yourself. You were chosen. And you are truly called and chosen to transform the world of where God put you, the people around you, and help people find real meaning by the testimony of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.